Happy Friday, everybody. Before we get started, if you want to support the show, go follow me on Instagram, X1TheGamer on Instagram, or go follow me on YouTube, Gamer Daily News on YouTube. That's Gamer Daily News on YouTube. We've had a couple videos drop this week. We're going to be doing videos every single week. I love it. I love doing this every single day. So those are the best two ways to support me. Go over there and do it. And now to the show. Today is Friday, November 1st, 2019, and since it's Friday, we go over what I believe is the biggest news story of the week, and this week, it's a good one. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Cue the intro music. Oh, the intro music's already been cued. Okay then, here we go. Story of the week. There's a lot of really good news stories. In fact, some news stories are just dropping last night and today about, for instance, the developer Ubisoft has said that they want all of their games to be cross-platform. And I just think that's going to be the reality. Call of Duty is cross-platform. I think that's just going to be the reality for the future for gamers. Good on Ubisoft for making that a goal, for doing that. I think every third-party developer, because why not? You want your game in the hands of as many people. One of the benefits of being cross-platform is it doesn't alienate any audience, so all of your audiences can play together. Therefore, ergo, more people will purchase your game. I think it's fantastic. I think it's inevitable. That's just where it's going. I don't think you can stop that train. It's already left the station. It's headed down the track, full steam ahead, and it's very exciting. It's good for us, but that's not the biggest news story of the week. The biggest news story, and props to R56 Cooper for sharing that news story with me, but biggest news story of the day for me, of the week, sorry, is just the success of Call of Duty, the latest Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Let's just go over some of the facts from this. It's the top-selling premium, i.e. $60 game, of 2019. It's the best, and think about 2019, what kind of big games we've had launch in 2019, right? And it's the top-selling game of 2019. It's the best digital opening in Activision history. It's the best selling Call of Duty launch on PC ever. It's the most digitally pre-ordered game on PS4 ever. It sold the most digital copies in 3 days on the PlayStation 4. This is why you get that advertising. This is why you get them on stage. That's the benefit to PlayStation. When Xbox had it on the 360, that was the benefit to them, right? And it has more total hours played and total players than any Call of Duty in the last 6 years. They had a $6 million opening weekend, and that doubled the opening of Joker. That was a big point that they hit on this week. Well done, Call of Duty. I'm actually fairly deep into the campaign now, and I'm just blown away. I love the campaign. I really think this is the Call of Duty that we've been waiting for, that we've deserved. It's updated. The story is just mature, methodical, deliberate, well thought out. It's exciting. It's intense. You're just sitting on the edge of your seat in every single minute of every single scene, in everything that you do. I'm just blown away by the campaign. Very rarely does a first-person shooter campaign do this to me. First-person shooter campaigns that I really love, Doom, Wolfenstein, and this is right up there with both of those games, if not better than both of those games. I don't know. I'm not willing to make that call yet. I haven't finished it, but as of right now, the intensity, the storytelling, it is really blowing my mind. So if you're not into Call of Duty Modern Warfare multiplayer, which I know a lot of people aren't necessarily, it's very twitchy. I was playing some multiplayer last night, actually, with Jordan the Man and Mr. McSpicy, and it's just a completely different, it's very twitchy, it's a completely different multiplayer. I like it, I have fun with it, but if you're not into it, consider getting this game for the campaign, because I'm telling you, so the level design is genius. I'm just blown away at the way they design levels, the way they have you do stuff, how they create this feeling of chaos in the moment. The sound quality, just everything, the acting, the voice acting, it really is blowing me away, right? Just absolutely blowing me away. one of the things that was talked about, and for those of you that don't know, we actually record this show live in the morning. But one of the things that was every morning over on Mixer, mixer.com/X1Bro. So come join us, hang out. One of the things that was talked about, one of the news stories that came out this week, kind of trying to knock, there's going to be haters on COD, but trying to knock Call of Duty, is that it's quote unquote Russian propaganda. And there were certain news sites pointing that out. And I think Zulabus in chat said it best. If Modern Warfare is propaganda against Russian, then Halo is propaganda against the Covenant. Amen, Zulabus. I could not say that better myself. That's just a stupid story. I don't give that story any weight. I think it's foolish, and I think the people reporting on that story clearly have an agenda, and that is not a good agenda. I'll just put it lightly. But that story has tried to make the rounds, and I really don't like that story yet. There are a few stories in gaming that kind of frustrate me, and that one is one of them. But overall, Call of Duty, 600 million. Well done. I'm just blown away by the campaign. That, I think, is the biggest news story of the week. I could be wrong, but I think that's the biggest news story of the week. Well done, Call of Duty. Congratulations. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for hanging out here on me each and every single day, each and every single morning. I love doing this. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps Gamer Daily News. It helps the show. It helps us grow. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you had a fantastic Halloween. I know I did. Took the kiddos for trick-or-treating. It was just a blast. Anyways, have a great weekend, guys. I love you. I'll see you here first thing Monday morning. Bye-bye.